Joseph, is there anything that you fancy buying at the moment?
I'll certainly go for MTN. I've been very negative towards the MTN, but certainly if you look in terms of the number of subscribers, 6 million for the quarter they've picked up on their mobile money, Momo also about 400K they've done. Apart from SA, which in terms of revenue was down 6%, Nigeria was up 16%. Overall, their revenue was up 11%. So I think we need to give them the benefit of the doubt that as they sort out their problems, things will come up.
Okay, and I mean, it looks almost as if it's made the turn, even though it was down slightly today. Drikus, aside from gold, what would you be buying?
Well, I'm buying AB InBev still. I've been buying it for for the last few months, even before COVID. And it briefly went back to global financial crisis type valuations. And that was on the back of collapsing beer sales in the East, even before the lockdowns hit the West. And that's got a lot of debt. So what the market has done is, from a quantitative, from an algorithm perspective, anything that has got a lot of debt, an AB InBev has got a lot of debt, they've just discounted. And those algorithms can't yet figure out, because that's in the, you know, not in the footnotes, but it's in the notes of the financial statements, and that's how that debt is structured. So AB InBev, luckily for them, they restructured a lot of their debt last year. They even issued debt quite recently in the midst of the recent crisis, and at very attractive rates. They're going to get through this with an unscathed balance sheet, defensive company at a low teen price earnings ratio.
Yeah, and once the bars are open, we are going to hit them hard. Joseph Drikus, we have to leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Joseph Buescher is from JM Buescher Investments. Drikus Combring from Capicraft. Alicia will be back tomorrow to take more of your questions. Have a good night.